Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Phil the Thrill Svitek, Roxy Rookie Stryer, Elizabeth Lizzie K. Kiernan, and John the Recurrence. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore, Season 2, Episode 11. I'm K-Wow, here with my fellow Jersey Shore fans to break down everything from tonight's episode. In our special segment, we'll discuss the situation on Dancing with the Stars, plus we'll get all your Jersey Shore news and gossip and hear from other fans of the shore, too. Tonight's episode, we see things are kind of winding down. We're getting toward the end. Angelina is gone, so it's the team without Angelina. Snooki's somewhat dim-witted friend is in town. Sammy still has heat with the other girls. We finally get to see Vinny and his dream girl, Ramona. And we end with the darker side of the situation. But let's open up with Sammy and the girls, you guys. Like, we see Angelina's now gone. We see Sammy is isolated. What are your thoughts, Roxy?
Okay, I thought that it was totally unnecessary for J-Wow to apologize, but she did anyway, and I thought that was very mature. And for Sammy to not even look at her, to not even give her the time of day, I don't understand what the difference between what J-Wow did and what Snooki did to Sammy.
Nothing. I think it's revealing Sammy's character, which we've said all along. Just kind of a sourpuss and just miserable.
Sourpuss, miserable, that's fine, but also completely controlled by Ronnie. He comes in and goes, time for bed, and she runs to bed.
Okay, but why? But okay, and I get that. You're right, but why? What does being controlled by Ronnie have to do with why couldn't she accept the apology?
Because here's why. Ronnie doesn't want Sammy to be friends with those girls because clearly.
Still?
I just think he doesn't care enough about it.
Don't you think he would want her to. Don't you. And they're not getting into this, but. Don't you think he'd want her to have something else to leave him alone a little bit or not?
He does. He definitely does. That's
right?
Why when she kept saying, should I have gone with them? He's like, I don't know. You're a grown woman. What do you want to do?
Right.
I think he's getting tired of her.
Definitely. I could sense that a little bit.
Okay, so.
But I think that he wants her to have something else to do, but not specifically these girls, because these girls are the ones who ratted on him. These girls are the ones who say when he's going out dancing and hooking up with other girls. So, yeah, I think that Ronnie wants Sammy to go have her own life, but I don't think he's willing to push her towards those girls who clearly don't have his back. You know what I'm saying? So
I could see that, but I don't know. I still feel it's her.
I think he's not doing what he was in the beginning as well. I mean, he was really being a dog in the beginning and totally
cheating. And I am so bored for the two of them.
Yeah.
Tammy is here. I have a friend of mine, Tamara, who's sitting in. Tammy, why are you nodding?
Let's watch them sit in bed and pet each other. Okay.
Right.
Sit in bed and pet each other.
And it's just not the Jersey Shore.
Exactly. It's a big giant yawn.
Right. Right.
But they said they were killing it, you know. What was it, two episodes ago when they
We
came
really
back.
Killed
it. She's like, oh, Wooly. And then Sammy responds by, tomorrow will be even better.
Yeah, she said, I'm capable of a lot more. And like, what? Cuddling in bed? I mean, the two of them. Like, I feel. I feel like for her, this is a great time. That's like, I think, you know, didn't Maria Menounos say, like, whatever, 6 or 7 episodes ago? It was a great point. She's like, she just wants to sit in bed and cuddle and do nothing. But so I think she's having what she considers a great time. But I feel bad for Ronnie because it's like it's so boring.
It was weird, though, when the girls asked her and she was like, well, I was maybe going to go to the gym with Ronnie. And like that was – And then she's like, well, I thought it would be awkward.
Totally
like,
pathetic.
It was this weird
pathetic.
Allegiance.
Pathetic. Great word. Great word.
She just kind of sits there and waits for him. Waits for her to come home. Waits to tell her to go to bed. Waits for him to do whatever he wants. And she's like, okay.
And I don't think he's necessarily happy about this.
No.
John, why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing? Because it was ridiculous. I don't know why any of them cares about anybody.
What
do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I care about
them. I just tear my heart out and just kick it down the hall.
They're family,
what
remember?
A terrible
family.
Now, John, you have
Kicking
a wife.
Your heart down the hall would be more interesting than what I just saw.
Oh, very harsh. That's very harsh.
But okay, no. So what you're saying is you don't care about them and you don't understand why they care about each other? Or?
Well, they obviously don't care about each other. They don't. They only
oh,
care
they're
about
a
themselves.
Family. What are you lost this?
They're
Let
a big dysfunctional
in.
Family.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, John, you have a wife, right? And so how do you guys spend time? Like, if you know, if they're just cuddling, then what are you doing? I mean, John, you must be living this crazy, amazing life that I don't know about. Clearly.
Oh, she's no, partying
we
over
do
the
a
corner.
A lot of lying in bed and petting of each other.
You guys go to the gym together
really
as well.
Yeah, you go to the gym,
and that's why you're not on the Jersey Shore. You What's can that? Do that, that's fine, but that's why you're not on the Jersey Shore.
No, no,
lying in bed in the padding.
It's exactly the same. Gym, tan, laundry.
All that.
Right.
Seriously.
Okay, and that works for you.
Favorite quote of the episode, when J-Wow goes, I used to beat girls up like that in high school, and I was thinking about Sammy, and I was thinking, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
like,
I know you did.
Oh, my gosh.
But all I could think of is like, you know something? Yeah, you did, but remember that it was a draw because Sammy fought back. So she couldn't, you know, she didn't beat
okay,
her up.
That being said, mentally, I can't.
Okay, it's just a point of, yeah, like, she annoys me, I want to hit her.
She just annoys me, and I want to punch
her.
She
is, she's really.
That's fine if she can punch somebody back, but it's like, she's so annoying, she doesn't do anything, and she's why women are treated the way they're treated. Because people look down on them for reasons like Sammy.
Because, she never called him on his cheating.
Instead of getting mad at him, she got mad at the girls who told her.
Who were trying to be her friends.
Yeah.
It's like literally straight out of a movie or straight off TV. You see this girl. She gets cheated on. She gets told by her friends. She hates her friends instead of her boyfriend.
Right.
She gets back with him and then listens to every word he says.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I mean, she was playing him. Let's not forget that fact.
Who was playing who?
What? Wait,
Sammy was playing Ronnie. You know, why are you playing
him? In what way?
In the way where...
Oh, no, you're talking about Ronnie's twisted logic to get off his... Is that what you're referring to? When Ronnie's excuse was, why he was accused of cheating, and his response was, go ahead, Phil.
Why are you playing games with me?
Wait, what are you guys talking
about? That was his response
right
about like 6 or 7 episodes ago. We enjoyed seeing like his twisted logic.
We've moved
and
on.
And it worked. Because he was like,
worked.
We weren't even together. Like, you know I love you. She's like, fine.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I'm so fed up with the two of them, and
you know
actually,
they really
that's
are.
Not true.
But yeah,
it's not
I mean,
true that
I
I'm
am.
Fed
I'm,
up with the
I'm
two of them.
With
I'm
them.
Fed up with them together, but Ronnie still keeps the show a little interesting. At least he goes out and has fun, like
because he has
yeah,
a
but
personality.
Not now. No, but not now. How is he fun now? He hasn't been fun in 3 or 4 or 5 episodes.
Well, he still GTLs. He GTLs with the boys.
He GTLs, but then he goes and he's with his wife.
Yeah,
you know, at the club. Wife,
but he brings something to the table. She's dry wood.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Well, he'd bring a lot. Nothing. Today.
Thank you. Now, see,
you're right.
I had to bring in an independent test group with us, John and Tammy, and that's what they saw. They saw nothing. But that's, just so you know, the last 4 episodes or 5, it's been the same thing, John. Nothing to the table.
Because if Ronnie was in this episode, you wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah, I mean, at least even he had insight into the Snooki and, like, Mike situation. I just feel like Sammy is she's just dead inside.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, back to the girls. I never thought that the fight would last this long. I just didn't think that it would go on this many episodes. I thought that she'd kind of be mad and then realize, oh, I'm stuck in a house with these girls. Let's get over it.
Because we've talked about this, but, you know, one of the things we like about JWoww is, yeah, she's crazy and she flies off the handle, But like a lot of them, she's just passive aggressive. And when she comes back down to earth, you know, classic Italian girl, or you know, if she's grown up with Italians,
she's Irish and Puerto Rican,
grown up with and grown up on the shore. Ooh. So it's that, you know, like just the fist fight, and the next day, like, buy you a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Sorry, didn't mean it. You know,
and the situation has a similar characteristic.
Absolutely.
But what I'm saying is that Sammy is the one that I didn't think would
that's
be.
That's right. No, she's not like that.
She can hold a grudge.
Yeah, and I, just, you know, I thought that she'd hold it for a little bit. I didn't think for this long. I thought that she'd kind of, you know, realize after a little bit, oh, well, I'm stuck here. I'm going to make the best of it. Maybe these aren't my best friends once I leave here, but for now, I'll go hang out with them. She wouldn't even go get the nails done with them, and then she didn't go to the beach with them.
No, she's just lame. We're going to need her and Ronnie to really start getting in huge fights for the next season, for them to even have a purpose there. Phil, what did you going to say?
Well, do you guys buy her excuse then that, she, you know, because Snooki had her friend Ryder, I believe her name was, and then she, you know, she would be the third wheel in that. And so, obviously, that meant she would have to hang out with Jay Wow. So
we buy that excuse, but she had the chance to let her off the hook.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Snooki isn't like that. And for Sammy to come out, I mean, Snooki invited her because she misses her.
But,
so she wouldn't have...
But those two are talking in some space language.
But
I mean,
that's when they're really... Jenny wasn't part of that conversation when they came home and they were making drinks together.
But the whole show, they were like
she
that.
She just wants to stay home for Ronnie. It has nothing to do.
Okay, all right.
Nothing
all right,
to do
I'll
with J-Row going. She's just sitting there like a little puppy dog waiting for her master to come home. Like
I would never would have thought that, but like, I'll trust the female perspective.
That's absolutely what I think, because she's a big enough girl that she could sit there and join in Snooki and Ryder's conversation. She doesn't need to talk to JWoww if she didn't want to.
I just, it's so uncomfortable them on the couch together. That's why I was buying it. They just seem so, I mean, could they have just picked their eyelashes anymore?
To twirl their hair.
Right, John?
I was Jane Goodall watching her study primates in their secret.
All right, let's move on to Ramona and Vinny. Finally, Vinny gets with his dream girl. And the situation says the most beautiful girl in Miami and everything else under the sun. There's kind of some shenanigans that I want to report. Do you guys remember the day that it was Guy's Day at the beach for Vinny and Pauly D?
And they were playing like racquetball in the water
right, and
stuff, yeah?
There are actual photos online, paparazzi photos of Ramona there playing with them and hanging out with Vinny.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like we missed the in-between.
And that was supposed to be the night she blew him off.
Right.
So clearly there was something more that was involved with them and that we didn't get to see, that they left out.
Because they never explained what changed her mind, why she ditched him one day but came the next day.
Right.
It seemed very fishy to me, so that makes sense.
Right, and they basically just put him in front of a green screen and had him say, so she ends up calling. I decided to give her a second chance, and we're right into it.
Yeah.
But something,
not believable.
Something was up there. But fine, okay, let's get over it. I mean, is you guys think she's that beautiful?
No. Ooh.
First of all, horrible eyebrows, horrible.
Okay.
And she kind of walks like she's got something in her butt, you know?
No,
like,
I think she really did.
She did.
Yeah, like with the arched and just a twig, no body really to her. I don't know what the appeal was there.
I think the appeal is that she's probably
and she's thin.
And you know something, John? One other thing, because she's a professional model,
right?
Per se,
his stature goes up.
Exactly. That's like I always say. Like even just being on TV gives you a point and a half,
right?
On the 1 to 10 rating scale. But
I also think it was a big deal that she was not American.
Yeah.
So that was
Romanian Ramona.
Yeah,
Romanian Ramona.
Ramona from Romania.
You know, I didn't think she was ugly. I didn't think she was hideous by any means. But was she the hottest girl in Miami? No.
Well,
in Clutch, perhaps.
Yeah, probably.
Clutch.
Certainly the hottest girl.
We saw some beasts.
I mean,
get out of there.
So a lot of grenades at Clutch. And grenades at, what's the other one? The other club?
Dream?
Tantra.
No.
Tantra, yeah. Yeah, not so good for the team. And, you know, one thing about Ramona, what did you guys think of, did she really have to run up to Vinny and say?
Exactly what situation it said?
Yeah.
No.
I would have.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I probably would have too.
Because he's super aggressive and he was actually trying to steal her. Like, I'm surprised he didn't try and make out with her. And that's creepy. And if your friend, like, if you know, you went to the bathroom and your friend did that, I'd be like, what the hell just happened?
So you think it was,
I think it was shady.
Well, why did you think it was weird that she told
us? Yeah. Why did I think it was weird?
Yeah.
I just start in trouble.
I know
that's
what
I took it as. But I guess when you guys say it your way, you know.
You think about it as a girl who all of a sudden you're right. The guy you're with goes to the bathroom and his friend pounces on you and is like, "Where's your?"
I know, but these guys, you just gotta know this. Like, you're just gonna cause some huge brawl.
You know what I would have probably said is I would have been like, I think your friend was just hitting on me. It was a little uncomfortable. I wouldn't have quoted him and said,
"No,
he's
if I know you,
me.
Roxy, you would have like said
well,
the
first
situation.
Of all, I would have whacked him.
Get away from me, and that would have ended it.
No, but once I finally went over to Vinny, I'd be like, "Your friend's a creeper. Just letting you know." Like I wouldn't have been tattletale on him to the point where I quoted him and then got them
she
into
was
a fight.
Clearly creeped out. You know, she grabbed his hat, Vinny's hat, immediately when he came back to say, like, "Okay, no, I'm with Vinny. Don't even come near me anymore." But it's funny. Let's talk about her change of heart. You know, if she really did reject him when they got together, what was her change of heart? I have to think, model from Romania, being from Romania, didn't really know the show, then got some controversial feedback on it maybe, and then when, you know, she really got up to speed on what the show is now popular, it was somebody gave her a slap upside her head and said, get down there with Vinny for your career.
Right, and the fact that Vinny is the most respectable guy on the show, debatably, I think he's probably
the most respectable
with women. Then when people probably told her who he was and what he was all about, she was like, "Oh, okay, I'd like to be on TV. I'd like to be with this person."
And he made he had the choice today. I don't know how, or by some miraculously he gets a phone call from two girls that are on the beach and they're like, "Let's hang out," and he decides to go with Ramona as they were coming, you know, to see him.
Right. So what do you think? Was that the right decision to go with Ramona, or do you go with the two girls who were maybe DTF?
If Vinny was 3 to 4 years older, given his age, I would have probably gone with the two girls.
Right.
You don't let somebody stand. If this is what happened, which is what the show made us believe happened, you don't let somebody stand you up multiple times and then choose her over two hot girls. Like, in my mind, it was a no-brainer. But I don't believe, like you were saying before, paparazzi. I think that really what happened is he's been hanging out with this girl.
Right.
And it was
way too familiar when they got together.
She probably
at the door, you know, the way they kissed and stuff. It was way too familiar. Like there had been several.
If they had never seen each other again after that initial
right, we would
interaction,
have never.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been like that.
And he wouldn't have had the balls to call her again. There's no way he would have called her, had her say no, I won't go out with you. Called her again, said please, have her say yes, have her not show up, and then a week or two later, call her again and assume she would come. There's something missing, definitely there.
Well. One of the things Ramona did was she, as we had said earlier, really scratched at the darker side of the situation. I mean, we really saw him in his darkest hour. Because in the past, if you even go to season one, we've seen him punched in the face. We've seen him try to, like, pull robberies on his friends' girls. But this was a really dark, dark, depressed side of him.
Do you think it's the roids? Ooh.
I think, okay, John, you're nodding.
Well, I'm nodding because Tammy actually said that to me while we were
really?
Watching it.
Tam,
she said, that
please,
guy's got
please,
a lot of
the other thing is that, and this might just sound really stupid, but his skin looked bad, and that's another side effect of steroids. His skin looked bad. Not like really, you know, roided out, but it looked different because I haven't seen a couple of episodes, and in between those two, he didn't look as good. So,
Corey, you're nodding in the booth. Corey, you did a documentary, I know, on drug addiction. You're nodding. So what? How can you speak to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just, I don't know, he's definitely on something because his mood is just, very strange.
So you think I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I always thought he was strange, and then tonight it's just like
strange, but not in a he's just
not
kooky strange, but he's
but
he's
not
on
like
something.
He could snap at any moment, but then tonight it was like whoa. What's
I mean, for
this
an for an Italian kid, what always impressed me about him is that he wasn't the short wick. I'm gonna kill you, and the next day being like. You know, kiss, kiss. I mean, he's been pretty even keel, but now seeing it now, I had thought, and I'm always, I have to say, for everything I've, all the crazy things I've done in my past, drugs is not one of them. So I'm always, like, clueless when it comes to that. I was just going to say, the drinking's a depressant. He's been drinking this whole time. It's coming to the end, and he's getting tired. Now that you guys say that, it makes sense. But I do think that it is. It's coming to the end. They're probably tired because a guy like that, you know, he goes full tilt. 7 nights a week he's out there drinking.
But maybe that's why he finally had to start taking something to sustain that, whether it's speed, whether,
oh,
you
good
know,
point.
I mean,
so not
Adderall,
even just steroid.
Speed, but
that's
not,
what I
maybe
was just about to mention.
Maybe
what?
It's something. It's just that every single castmate had a little snippet of them saying that he's easily irritated,
right,
agitated, you know, all these things that are not his characteristics. So it's obviously a chemical change.
And then going back by saying, but we don't know why. We don't know why that is. And
yeah,
it's like, obviously, they're not going to announce it on television.
And mind you, these are all just our opinions. We have nothing to base this
oh,
on
absolutely
factually.
Nothing.
We have nothing. But it's just we're just TV viewers like
hypothesis.
You guys. And we're watching.
It reminded me.
Because honestly, I mean, us, we're all in the business, and I have not heard anything.
Oh, no,
nothing.
Absolutely not. But his behavior reminded me of somebody who was on coke. He seemed very, like, up and down, and one moment hot, one moment cold, and then very, very awake, and then tired, and just kind of like a mess there. He just seemed like a bit of a mess.
The intervention.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come, yeah, that'll be his new name.
So we don't see, I mean, you know, he had a great line that said there was a prophecy once upon a time where the pimp of all pimps would reveal himself, and his name would be the Situation. Is this just perhaps the prophecy fulfilling itself? Like, have we gone sci-fi or fantasy?
You know something? That's a great point, Phil. That's a really amazing point. Yeah, maybe it has happened. The pimp of all pimps.
And, you know, unfortunately, it's not what we wanted to see, but, you know, this is it. It's like almost like in Ghostbusters where,
I just
you know,
think,
like, it's
I also think it's hard for him to live up to this myth. You know, Pat Lambert had said, several episodes ago, he'd made a great point. The night that he got the girl in and out really fast. And Pat's opinion was that he was doing it more for show. He's like, I think he's a nicer guy than that, but he knows, like, he's got to perform.
He's a character.
Right. And so there's, like, this has poured gas on his fire, so to speak. And I just wonder if it's just carrying the burden. I'll tell you guys, hopefully this comes out to be a little bit of a funny story, but when I was at MTV, I did something with Ozzy Osbourne. Now, this was before the Osbourne. Maybe it was right at the beginning of it. I'm not sure. But it was something music-related, and I was in his dressing room, you know, in asking him, getting his questions ready for the next day, preparing him for whatever we were doing. And it was probably, we were all on, like, hour number 19. And for us, I was just producing the show, but for him, he had already done, like, 12 satellite interviews and this, that, and the other thing. And I'll never forget, he just looked at me and he said, I'm tired of being Aussie. and I'll never forget it. And I kind of feel like maybe the Situation's tired of being the Situation in that moment. Where not saying overall, and Aussie wasn't saying overall. He was just saying in that today, I'm tired of being Aussie. I just want to go to sleep and stop this, you know. And I kind of feel like the Situation could very well be at that point.
Well, I think that's part of it.
But I think it's more than that.
Because, first of all, nobody's mentioned this, and that was the biggest thing to me, the strangest thing. He stuck his tongue down Snooki's throat. What was that? Out of
just trying
nowhere.
to make something happen.
Yeah. Wait, haven't they made out before?
No.
Yes, first season
in the hot tub. Thank you very much, John.
Oh, yeah.
But he was
aggressive
with girls. To like a scary point where people were like, please,
well,
I'm begging
well, no, no,
you.
No, no, well,
that's,
well, listen,
that's what she said.
He's desperate. It's desperation. And what I'm saying is it very well could be substance abuse, but I still think he's tired of all of it. And the drugs, which if he's even doing that, is to pump him up to get him over being tired of it. And obviously that only works temporarily and you end up having this like rubber band effect where you snap back far worse in the other direction, which is where I feel he's at. And I hate seeing it because he's been like, he cooks for everybody. He's been like, I'm the father of the house. And you know, he didn't hold a grudge with Angeline. He didn't like, he was always so, it's tough to see this side of the Situation. But then again, if we didn't see it, what show would we have tonight? You know, like Snooki and her little friend talking in another language, like, how much did we want to see that? I mean, I would feel like we would have been so bored tonight.
Yeah, because in terms of TV viewing, that was boring until something like that happened.
Until he kind of did that.
And then it was like, oh, hey, now I know what can talk about.
I mean, you know, I'm actually, I mean, we should be, and I guess we'll talk about it more in predictions. I last episode was good. This, I thought, was kind of a dull episode.
Well, what I could have seen more of was those drinks that Snooki and her friend got. Those
massive
drinks with the two Corona bottles in them. Oh, my gosh.
Bigger than them. My God.
Do you think that Mike had to stay at the club? Do you think the producers made him? Because I kept thinking, why doesn't he just leave?
Because like, he doesn't. No, I don't
okay,
think they made him.
Yeah, you say why, and I agree with you.
Here's why.
You tell me why.
Mike, first of all, very manipulatively, went up to every person and said, everybody's leaving, we're going.
Right.
Do you want to come? And every single person said no. But they all thought everybody was going anyway. And right. I think to walk out alone after that, after telling everybody that everybody, the troops are rallying, we're all leaving.
John, tell the kids here about what being an extrovert is.
What being an extrovert?
Yeah, where do extroverts get their energy?
You're going to have to help me out. I don't know what you're going for.
Well, extroverts typically get
Kevin,
their
what
energy.
Are you talking about?
They get their energy from other people. There's people. Oh. Thank you, Tammy's nodding. See, Tammy, will you step in here?
To feeding off other people and the reactions and the, you know, yes, the adoration and the attention and all of that.
A guy, now me, I'm an introvert. I'm out of there. I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
Nice bowl of Special K, and I'm watching
Special
Sports
K.
Center.
Huh. Yeah, that's,
you know,
your drunk
speaking,
food?
That's my like late night thing. Or a pizza.
That's why I think down. He did that to Snooki. Because he wasn't getting attention.
That's right.
He
because he's an
extrovert.
That's what I'm saying. He's your classic extrovert who demands attention. He can't go home alone. Has to.
He actually admitted to it because he said, "Tell me you're staying or you're going." That's where you're going to get smacked in the face.
Right.
Because you didn't say anything. She didn't give him an answer. She just
kind
of ignored him.
He needs that, and he also those. I remember one time a friend of mine who reminds me a lot of the situation now that I think about it in college. We went down to Nantucket. To party one weekend.
Love
yeah,
Nantucket.
Nantucket.
Woo! Fagawio, one of those like crazy weekends. And I'll never forget, just because of the drive down there and then the boat ride was, it's like an hour or whatever on the cruise line. He was freaking out. He was like, way too much alone time. Way too much alone time. Like, just things going through my brain that don't need to, and just needs constantly to be around people where, again, for the introverts, like myself, John, you probably would consider yourself one, wouldn't you?
I ride the line.
You ride the line. Well, you're an actor, so you can go
ooh,
back.
Dangerous.
And, you can ride go back and forth. For me, being primarily a writer, I just like to be alone more. But I see people that just are like,
oh, yeah. They don't want to be left with their own thoughts. They need outward stimulation so that they can respond and react to it. So
and
they
that's
don't have to be.
And that's why it was like. Are we going? Are we going? Are we going? Are we could not go home. Just jump
and
in
you
the
were
cab
like,
alone.
I just wrote a script on the boat ride over.
Right. Right. No, I was like, I love it. I mean, you know.
Well, I hate to bring it up again, but people who are on some sort of drugs, they don't like to be alone a lot of times. You know, it's a lot about being together.
Isn't heroin the drug of choice to be alone?
For the lonely?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
he's
on heroin.
Because it's not what you call a social drug? Well, no, they say cocaine is.
Right. It's very social drug.
Right.
And yeah.
Phil?
Well, to fight for the situation, I don't think it's just him and drugs. There's a lot of people that I know, especially in our younger generations, where they can't stand to be alone. They just can't because
like
of all the constant stimulation. They're watching TV.
Seriously?
Really, Roxy?
Oh, seriously? Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm not even kidding.
I see
kidding.
You
You're
as a bookworm sitting alone.
No. Oh,
that's what
You're
I see.
You're kidding. I get it now.
Yeah.
No,
who's she going to fight with if she's alone?
I'm oh, be nice, guys. Yeah. It freaks me out. I don't like to sit alone, and then I sit there. And...
That's just what I love about you. But, yeah, no, I could tell you just.
Who wouldn't rather be
you
with
and your,
people?
Like, what, 3,000 friends on Facebook?
Okay, I got a couple of hands there. What's
it
going
depends.
On, guys?
Really what? Depends on the people.
Oh, I could be with anybody because I either love them or I hate them, and sometimes hating them's a little more fun. So
yeah, I
could
don't
really.
Have any problem being alone.
I like dogs and television.
Oh,
those
I hate
are,
dogs.
That's what I like to be with.
No,
why don't talk
do
like that?
Dogs?
You have
no,
nice
no,
dogs.
Not pets and babies, not my thing. They
babies,
don't,
no.
They don't
dogs
talk or do anything.
Television, yes. I'll take kitties too. Whatever. Birds.
You'll take what you can get.
Anybody
over there.
But no, I get it. But I think you're right, Phil. Today's generation is just all about stimulation. They just need, right, John? You can probably speak
absolutely,
this better.
Absolutely. You just need to have some stimulus.
You know, always going, right? Full tilt.
And I mean, it's just the real, if they have that alone time, it's the realization of, you know, maybe that these people
oops.
Don't all like me. Maybe I don't actually have the 2,000 Facebook friends. And people today, when they go to read, they go to a coffee shop where it's loud and it's quiet. The act of reading is no longer done in a quiet room by yourself.
We had for one of my classes, we had a quiet contemplation that we had to do, and I went to a bar.
How'd that work out?
I went to a bar because
did you
everybody else went to a beach. They went to watch the sunset, and, you know, it's like, if I'm going to sit there and think, I want to watch something while I'm doing it.
You're hysterical. And Phil, you've said this so many times, this how, yeah, this blew me away when you were talking about people need to study around noise.
No. I mean, they do. They actually do, because, you know, so much of their lives is filled with that, and so when it's not, it's daunting, it's not normal, it's seen as threatening almost.
Oh. Kids these days, and am that I
is
right?
Unfortunately, I just admitted why I cannot be on the Jersey Shore. This is my problem. I'm too smart.
Otherwise, you would have been on it.
I would have.
You wouldn't fit very well on the Jersey Shore. I can't see it that much.
All right. Well, let's now talk about the situation on Dancing with the Stars. Okay, I'm told very, very different, and that's why Tammy's here. She's my Dancing with the Stars expert.
And John.
But, John, you watched
Dancing with the Stars? I did see him on Dancing with the Stars.
You saw one, but I know Tammy's a bigger fan of the show. Absolutely. But you guys, now, tell me about him on the show, because I know I've had things said to me about him on the show, but I want to know.
I didn't recognize him. See, because I've only seen Jersey Shore one other time, and that was in the first season.
But it was during a marathon.
During a marathon. Now, here's the thing. The guy I saw on Dancing with the Stars is not the guy I saw in this show today.
Absolutely. And quite literally, he's almost unrecognizable in the very beginning, because in the first one or two episodes of Dancing with the Stars, because if you don't see him within his natural environment, the bars and the girls and all of that, it is hard to recognize him. And then, because I think we were watching it actually with the sound off for a little while, and you said to me, "Who is that?" And I explained it to you. And so, but
what would you say about his dancing? I mean, just in general, you know, here's a guy who is
he's
shape.
Fist pumping, he shouldn't be on the dance floor.
Yeah. Well,
really,
tell me.
Let's talk specifics.
You know, he's no Kate Gosselin, but
he's clunky,
yeah. Right?
Oh yeah, absolutely awkward. Yeah, it's uncomfortable to watch.
Very uncomfortable to watch. Yeah. But not. I wouldn't actually call him repulsive to watch.
He's not
Is he
the worst dancer they've had on that show for the men?
Oh God, no.
Oh no.
No. So where does he fit in? Would you say middle of the pack?
No, lower? He's definitely in the lower third.
Lower third?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And speaking of which, his lower third sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got two left feet.
I actually saw this week, and I never watched the show, but I did want to see him. It's so strange because he is not tanned right now. And professional ballroom dancers, they bathe in tanning stuff. Like, I have a friend who's a professional ballroom dancer, so she has to get coated before any sort of performance. So it's so weird that he's not tan right now. So I think that definitely influence. Like, he looks so different.
Yeah, and he doesn't look roided up. That was a very
really
different.
So does he look thinner?
He wore a shirt this week that was like mesh and see-through, and so did his partner, and I could not see his abs in it.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Okay,
John, do you agree?
Now let's talk. Okay, so we've established the facts: how he's dancing, he's in the bottom third, he's not as tan. Maybe he's not in the same shape he's on in the show. Maybe he's not on the roids. Let's talk about why. Why is it? I mean, yes, he can't help not being a good dancer, but he's also very subdued. Mm-hmm. To the point, I mean, Maria Menounos, you know, I talked to her about it, because she covers a little bit of that for Access, and she's just saying, you know, it's hard to watch him on the show because he speaks very softly, even when he's interviewed. She's like, it's not the situation. So is this nerves? Or is this his manager saying, need to appeal to middle America?
He's trying to make him palatable to a wider audience.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a calculated move. But also I think that, again, he's not in his natural environment. And so he doesn't have
get to play Big Daddy.
Exactly. And he doesn't have the normal people to
feed off of. So you're saying it's both.
And all of that. I do. I think so.
I think he's also building a brand. And the more
that's
appeal
the manager
to.
Saying.
Yeah, manager.
We have to tone it down. Okay, well, I'll tell you just facts, and I've said this before on the show. When he did the Grammy show, pre-show for Access, he was on the red carpet, and he was very much like this. But I know from at that point, which was last year, it was really more a matter of him being shy and him being humble. He was very nervous, I mean, because here was this Jersey Shore kid, and granted, the show was exploding, mm-hmm. but he was seeing the biggest stars in the world, LL Cool J and them coming up and them saying like, so is it gym tan laundry or tan gym laundry? But he was just kind of fun and laughing through it and very sweet, but it was genuine at that time. So he does have that in him. That is within him
to
be very overwhelmed and to by this whole situation. I mean, no pun intended. But, but I mean, his manager seems like he's the most aggressive out of all of them, where he has him involved in so many facets of the business. I could see him advising him in that capacity, and why not, and me being on the management end. I would probably advise the same thing.
Absolutely. I mean, what you don't want to see him before his performance being like, I'm going to smash them. Like, what, you know?
Well, let me tell you something. It's a little roll of the dice. So you're going down this road, and by going down this road, you're not losing. By going down the road of let's be polite and let's try to go mainstream, you're not losing your staple crowd. Hopefully they're not going to turn on you, which they won't. It seems like everyone still loves the show. And maybe you'll gain this crowd. Maybe. So far, it's not working. It's going over like a wet firecracker. But if you stick to what got you there, being honest and being in, as we Italians say, a gavone, but being that guy, yes, you could definitely like turn off Middle America. But as I always say, unless you kill somebody, no publicity is bad publicity, and he could potentially even propel himself to another level by being honest. And I'm not saying I would make that call. I wouldn't know what to do. This is the safer call to make.
Yeah, but the producers of Dancing with the Stars did not bring him on to be shy and meek and sweet.
Exactly. Absolutely. They didn't.
They're looking for
a new audience.
They didn't,
but I'm just saying about what I get the manager, what I get the philosophy behind what the manager and him, if in fact this is calculating him not being shy, I mean, I get it, but, you know, there's something to be saying. If you're a risk taker, you could really get the whole ball of wax by going nuts on the show, yourself.
I have to think it's part of a bigger plan. We don't know what he sees himself doing, and he is getting, you know, he's the oldest of the cast, so how long is he really going to keep doing this show? I'm sure
five they seasons. Want
him... Until the pimp pop.
Probably. I've already, you know, but we'll get it. We'll talk. Yeah. I guess we'll talk about that later. What is there any other thoughts on this, on him on the show? I mean, he's still on the show, right, Tammy?
Oh, Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Yeah, he's still on.
He's still on.
Yeah, the only last thing I was going to say about that was, like Tammy was saying before, they didn't bring him on for that reason. And they're looking, obviously, for an audience that he appeals to.
I agree. I would rather see him be – that's a different subject, though. Like, I would rather see him – of course, I'd rather see him be the situation.
I would as well, but so would the producers. And so would everybody else who is watching the show expecting to see the situation.
Yeah, he's overthinking it.
Well, and I was just thinking, actually, yesterday that he's you know, he's known as the situation, but he's probably going to start doing a Dwayne The Rock deal and be starting to be called by his name.
Mike Sorrentino.
Yeah, Mike Sorrentino. We're suddenly going to start to know him as Mike Sorrentino. Watch and see if that starts to happen. Because I honestly didn't know his name before, I don't know, three or four months ago.
On Dance with the Stars, that's what they call him?
No, they do call him the situation, but his real name is coming out more.
Right.
And so, you know, where, like, The Rock used to only be known as The Rock, then he became an actor, and now we know
him as Dwayne.
I'll tell
you, I think that, you know, for the future, I think the best bet is really to stick with just being honest, you know? I mean, with that Snooki still, seems like she's just being herself, and that's what got them here, and that's what will sustain this.
The producers must not be hating it because they could have him change.
Do you think so? Do you think they would go to say
Yeah, they would absolutely talk to him.
They would talk to him, and he'd be scared enough to respond.
Yeah.
He would. He'd roll over. Unless, again, who knows what his manager's telling him. Like, listen, you don't need them. You've got your solid audience, MTV, which he does. So who knows if he'd have to listen.
Who's to say his image on Dancing with the Stars isn't the real him anyway? Maybe the situation.
That's the thing. You know, he was like that on the Grammys, John. He was very overwhelmed by much, much bigger stars. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, he's honest enough with himself to say, I'm just a kid on the Jersey Shore. These are like these talented legends that I'm around.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I really don't know. I think it's probably half and half. Phil, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think this is what we're also forgetting is that it's dancing, you know? So he's not, you know, he goes to clubs and dances a whole type of different, you know, dance, and now he's got to do it, you know, on a professional level. And so, you know, he doesn't feel comfortable. I wouldn't feel comfortable. And so, yeah, your natural tendency is going to be.
So this is genuine.
Phil seems like he can really shake it.
He can. You were on spring break this year with us. But so you think, so Phil, you're saying that this isn't a manager's call or a career.
I think it is. I think it's that, but I also think it's him just naturally being like, well, you know, if I say like, oh man, I'm gonna kill it tonight, but then he doesn't, you know, then he's going to be made to look like a fool. Nobody wants to do that, you know?
Right. So he's just playing it safe.
I beg to differ. I think they look like fools all the time.
Anyway. All right. Well, all right. Well, listen, we'll be watching. I mean, what's your question?
I was just going to say, why isn't he a great dancer? I know that's a stupid question, but I kind of thought he was going to be really good.
He has no musicality. He cannot. He only knows the bass beat. He doesn't know any other type of rhythm.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, you got to have a lot of finesse. Really? He's just not a guy with a lot of finesse.
Elizabeth, you continue to impress me on a side note. Okay, on that note, let's pull up our Jersey Shore news.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Sources have confirmed that MTV has scrapped plans on a new reality show called Bridge and Tunnel. This show would have been in the vein of the Jersey Shore, following a group of Staten Island dwellers as they work, play, and smush in the tri-state area.
Oh, that's disappointing. I would have gotten into that.
I would have watched it.
I would have watched.
Like you watch a car wreck.
Right, but you know, I'd love to know what the status is of Massholes, about, you know, basically a Boston version of the Jersey Shore.
Right.
I was a little late on pitching it. We were actually putting it together, and there was another company that was far deeper into it.
I'm sure the line wrapped around the corner.
I mean, no, it's an easy sell. So I'm interested if that might have been the reason why they didn't, this is so close to Jersey Shore, where the Boston one will be different. But I'm interested when the time comes.
Last week, I mentioned that Pauly D was getting his own show. Well, production has started. It began on Thursday in his hometown of Rhode Island, and by Saturday, they were at the Palms in Las Vegas. It's tentatively titled Pauly's Entourage, and will chronicle the Guido as he travels the country as a professional DJ, and his entourage will include his road manager, Big Mike, his bodyguard, Jerry, and his childhood friend, Jason.
I like it.
I'm watching.
Yeah, we're watching. And we're,
oh,
you know
yeah.
What? And you know what? If I'm those guys, we're diversifying, we're branching out. Now he's not married exclusively to the Jersey Shore brand. He's a little safe if they want to mess with him. You know, we know that they don't pay them.
Maybe Snooki will do a guest spot.
Maybe, I'm sure.
Yeah. Speaking of spinoffs, after months and months of speculation, it has been officially confirmed that our beloved Snooki Snickers will be getting her own reality dating show.
Wow.
An insider reveals that they are set to make the big announcement any day now, and that not only will JWoww appear on the show, but a variety of Snooki's ex-boyfriends will also be on. A source confirms one may try to win her heart back, and another may serve as a consultant.
On that note, I do have to say we'll not be able to do the show next week, as I will be filming because I am one of Snooki's ex-boyfriends.
Oh. Wow, big announcement, Phil.
Loves the munchkin.
Oh, great. You know what? I don't care to see this, and I'm going to only because this...
What?
Only because this... this format has just been played out so
but
much
she's
in the rock a lot.
Her love.
You're right, but the,
oh
but Snookin' for Love. I mean, listen, I'm gonna watch it anyway. Don't worry.
I would.
I'm just saying to you, I'm not as excited because I've seen this so many
but,
times with
no.
New York.
But not a Gorilla Juice.
We
head.
Saw
yeah.
New York.
No, you haven't
with
seen gri- these
with
kind
Gorilla
of
Juice. Heads.
Yeah, Gorilla Juice.
All right,
head.
Maybe. All right.
Well, Snooki was quoted as saying, "I want to be married by 26, 27, get pregnant right away, and have like you know four Guidette babies. My ultimate guy would be hysterical." Funny, makes me laugh, very family oriented, obviously tanned. He has to have muscles and just know how to have a good time. And Snickers even went on, even has a plan to support all of her Guido babies. I want to be a clothing designer, hair designer, she said. Try acting just to say I tried it. And if I'm a success at it, good for me. If not, I tried.
Okay, by the way, great Jersey accent because we know you're from Jersey, right?
Is Long that Island.
Long Island. So, okay,
Long
so close
Island.
Enough. But, this is what I love about this girl. She's so, no, she's so honest about how she's going to make money, clothing designer, hair designer, all these different things. And and what she's missing
is the talent.
Well, no. Back up. She's
Excuse
missing
me.
The fact that just being a reality star just is what's going to support all
I hate when people say, I'm going to try acting.
Yeah.
What?
What does that mean?
But
I don't understand.
But I think she's so... You're gonna call. Everyone's gonna like jump on me for this. She's so innocent in the respect of like that. I'm gonna try clothing and hair. She's already making tons of money and she's
she knows
gonna,
what
with
she
appearances.
Wants,
yeah, I'm not sure that's innocence though.
What's that, John?
I'm not sure that's innocence.
That's how she's gonna make her money.
Anyone today thinks they can be a clothing designer
or a hair designer, like.
But you know
no,
what?
But,
bet people would buy her stuff because it's Snooki's.
Of course,
you know?
Yeah. But guys, just well, I guess I'm not making my point clear. If this were me, I would say I'm gonna support my kids by hopefully
yeah, by
doing
me.
More reality
exactly.
television.
Yeah, yeah,
what's easier?
And you know, like I'm doing now.
She's already started a little career for herself, and
right.
now she wants to branch
but it's
off
like, but she's saying to her, no. But what I'm getting at, she's saying to herself. How can I make money?
She's sitting there scratching her head.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not innocence.
Right,
it's
stupidity. All right, I said it. Okay.
Well, other people are thinking about making money. You know, last week I mentioned JWoww looked noticeably thinner. Well, it's been confirmed she lost 20 pounds in 3 months. JWoww hits the gym for almost 2 hours, 6 days a week, doing both cardio and weight training. The reason? Oh, yeah, the $400,000 paycheck from Playboy. So that's
nice.
How much.
Good work. Well, you know what? I like
she
when.
Looks good.
But you know something? I like when people get fame and then they run with
pose
it.
Pose nude.
No, no. They take it seriously and lose the weight and they work at it. The worst is when you see
they get a better boob job and they pose nude.
Okay.
Could she have a better boob job?
Yeah, she
and on that
note. No, come on now. I mean, no, you know, she looks, could gain weight and just be a total slob about this, but
she's still on television, so she wouldn't do that.
But people do it all the time.
Yeah, she gives off the I don't give a crap attitude.
Who doesn't get anorexic after they go on television?
Snooki,
for a while?
Clearly.
Most people lose all of this weight suddenly.
I mean, they do for the most part, but you see a lot of times people just let themselves go.
While they're still on television. False.
I mean, I'm trying to think now these days who's...
No way.
Well, I don't want to name names, but I can tell you, like, people I've seen get big on television.
You see, you don't know whether they're getting big, so they're leaving television, or they left television, so they're getting big. So I guess you never know. You know what I'm saying there?
I've seen it before. What I'm saying is, and again, this isn't a professional actress who's trained 20 years and got her break. This is a slob from the Jersey Shore. So I give her credit for, like,
meanwhile,
for being focused and losing the
weight.
You're
giving her credit.
She doesn't have talent. That's why she has to look good.
I know, but her root, she doesn't come from a place where to have a really, maybe to have a really strong work ethic and a dream and to say, okay, I need to focus, I need to do this. And I'm just saying I admire her for doing it.
Okay. Well, sadly, Sammy's sweetheart had to put her dog Abby to sleep this week. This is the news. Tweeting that it was the worst day of her life. And she didn't reveal the reason, but she did post a picture to show her love.
Poor Sammy.
We get a lot of "this is the worst day of my life" on the show.
Well, you know what? That again speaks to Phil's earlier point about your generation. There's a lot of worst days of you guys' lives. I've had that said that to me so many times. This has been the worst day of my life. This is the worst conversation I've ever had. I'm like, you know, you've got a pretty damn good
life. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Go ahead.
A survey was done by Wet, a leading manufacturer of intimacy products, and it has found that 20% of women would have sex with one of the Jersey Shore guys.
And I am one of them.
Nice. Really? Is that true?
After I got to know him, a couple nice dinners, not like these whores that go on. But
nice.
I think I have a
little... Oh, that's awesome.
So you've got standards.
I like
so
that.
So I've got big standards.
Let me go around.
I have a little thing for
Elizabeth?
Pauly D, I think.
I mean, 20%? With GTL goes STD, I think.
So you know. No. So you're not DTF?
No.
Tammy, so no GTF.
No, if you were...
I plead the take fifth.
It, fifth. Oh, interesting. All right, we'll take that. So we have a yes, a no, and a fifth. Okay,
all right.
Go ahead.
Take a fifth for Tammy to sleep with something.
Oh. And... Angelina's second exit from the series has landed her in therapy. She says, "My head is really effed up. I see a therapist. I cry a lot. It's probably going to take me a year to overcome this." And Angelina claims that more bullying was done to her than was shown on the show, including olive oil and grated cheese being put all over
her
bed.
And I believe all of this, by the way. I believe she's talking to a therapist and all that.
And,
I believe it.
And that's why her bed smelled bad when they had to take it out in the
right.
first
scene.
Because
she never washed the sheets. Because she nasty.
But I believe that she's messed up right now.
She probably didn't even notice a difference because she's so gross that it probably smelled the same.
But she also had other issues, so I'm glad she's speaking to someone.
Yes.
And apparently the castmates' treatment has affected Angelina's mother as well. Angelina says, "My mom got bleeding ulcers from the stress. It's hard to watch her daughter go through what I did."
And I believe that, too, because of the OTS, the only child syndrome, and the mother being so codependently like...
Yeah, that's her baby.
Yep.
No more. Stop.
Go ahead.
In a phone interview with MTV News this Wednesday, Pitbull said that he doesn't watch much TV, but the thing about the Jersey Shore is when you do catch a glimpse, you get stuck and you can't turn it off, which we agree with. Pitbull said that the cast members of Jersey Shore are in good standing with each other. Pitbull says, "They really showed me some love on the last single with Akon, Shut It Down, and Snooki talked about it a lot on the show. I appreciate it." Pitbull's collaboration with Enrique Iglesias on I Like It is the first song off the Jersey Shore soundtrack.
I actually like the song.
I like it. It's a fun song.
It's fun. Go ahead.
John doesn't like it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. For those of you who can't get enough Jersey Shore, despite the weekly episodes, daily reruns, and countless articles, be sure to check out College Humor's Jersey Shore, the RPG video. In the parody, The Situation, Pauly D, Vinny, and Ronnie search for non-grenade companionship in their hot tub.
Yeah, I haven't seen this. Everyone has sent this to me.
Watched it today.
And?
Worth your time.
Okay.
Hysterical. Okay. Thank you, Phil.
I watched it today. And? Or tried to. I got through maybe a quarter of it. And
oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, yeah, that's John. That's one of the best script doctors in all of L.A. Wow.
Phil, my life has been improved because of you today.
By seeing, because Phil's
this
the one who
sent
out. This
is the best day of my life.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Hands down.
All right.
And also, good. Next week's South Park episode will parody the Jersey Shore as well. The plot premise is that everything east of the Rockies is now part of Jersey Shore. South Park is in danger of becoming West Jersey within the week. As the Jerseyites spill into Colorado and approach South Park, Randy and the boys stand strong against the onslaught.
I am so excited to see this.
There's actually a commercial for it on the Jersey Shore. That surprised me.
Yeah, I'm glad they're embracing it. Comedy Central being smart.
Yeah.
I think it's ironic that cartoon characters will be portraying cartoon characters.
Well, I like when it's like it looks like fist-pumping zombies just coming into the town.
I mean, South Park is probably my favorite animated show. I'm so excited.
You love it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm crazy for it, so I'm excited to see it.
And that's your news and gossip for Jersey Shore, October 7th.
Good week.
Thank you very much.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
This intro is always the weirdest. John
just kills me every single time. Okay, so thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth, once again. Okay, so let's talk about predictions. I have to say, guys, Wet Firecracker, when I think of, like, this episode, and we got a little bit of movement, a little bit of excitement in the situation, and then when I see scenes from next week, I'm just like, oh,
I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Was I wrong in thinking that next week is supposed to be the finale? I mean, it seemed very...
Is it the finale? We're not clear on that. Phil?
I mean, it is episode 12, so unless they're doing 13 episodes that I didn't know about, I'm pretty sure it's the finale. Maybe it's a longer episode.
We're going to see the situation with someone who's not DTF. And, like, that seemed like their big thing.
At 4:30 a.m.?
And she doesn't drink.
But again, fine, no. And we'll discuss it next week. But my point is, like, that's your teaser for next week?
Yeah, that's
him eating the sandwich while Ronnie's having sex with the girl. Like,
there was some Mike JWoww incident that we saw, and I couldn't even tell what was going on. Nothing looked interesting.
I don't think they have much. I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I thought the trailer looked as good as this episode did. It was really boring.
Dis.
It was a yawner. No, but the whole episode was a yawner.
The whole episode was.
Listen,
yeah.
Angelina left. It was a big episode last
week. Right.
They all can't be
they
home
got
runs.
Right, I guess because they got her out of there. It was big.
I don't know. If you were taping My Life, every episode would be awesome.
Really? We'll talk about that.
It would be the best day of my life.
Every
you know
day,
what's so
I'm the
funny,
best to worst day ever.
You know, we've talked about this before, you know, with your life and your career. You're very young and, you know, you're at USC Drama School and all that stuff. But, you know, at some point, don't be surprised. If we're not following you.
If I'm the star of Massels?
of one of your shows.
Hopefully one day.
Don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
On the Roxy?
On the Roxy.
Life on the Roxy.
I've got my novel. You got a writer.
You're going to write it for me?
You got a writer room. But okay, so this could be, next week could be the next week could be our last episode, and we're kind of going out like this. I mean, one thing we can be excited about is we know that the next
season 3.
Is the new year. We come right back. So we're going to blink. We'll be right at January, and we will be into the new show. So thank goodness.
I love how you're trying to talk us off the ledge right now.
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. Like, everybody, no. You're going to see, because we'll be busy with the holidays. We'll have other things to do, and we'll be right back with the gang.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
But can I, you know, if Ronnie and Sammy don't break up, or hopefully, like, something bad goes down between the trip
something
from
does.
Miami.
Oh, they got
it. Does
up.
Because I can't. Why would we want to watch them? You
hey,
guys
how do you
next
know that?
Season.
I read that she stormed off the set like right in the beginning of season 3, and they like begged her to come back on. So something goes down. I think.
Good. I don't need them to break up.
This is to fight a lot. In Jersey.
Yeah.
Good. No. Good. Good. Because I can't. Like, why are they there? Now, I totally get why they had to bring in Snooki's lifelong friend.
Oh, yeah. Gina.
Gina. They're bringing in a new kind of a new Snooki because
she's like a bigger Snooki.
She is. I said my thing is I loved my description. Is it's half JWoww and half Snooki. It's like a hybrid.
So monster meets Mrs. Cuddles.
She's like right in the middle between
but
the two.
But she's still tiny, Wookie, but she's just
but she's
bigger.
But she's taller.
Like thick legs.
Yeah, that would be a J Wookie.
Is she a grenade?
She's a J Wookie. I don't know. I think once you become a cast member of the Jersey Shore, you kind of
stuck in purgatory.
You don't get the grenade status.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get the grenade status.
You appeal to some guys at some level. I
mean, I just Angeline was. It's just hot. I don't
even
want to. Well,
she's gone, so you don't need to think about that anymore.
I mean, like,
I miss her. I never even saw her.
I'm glad she's gone. I'm sure she's going
to
be at the.
John, you didn't get to say your goodbyes?
Oh. Oh, you guys, we're out of time. Thank you, John and Tammy, for sitting here with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for having us.
And, let's all watch next week. I hope I didn't turn anyone off.
No, we're still watching. We're still with you.
Something's going to happen.
All right, good.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer Corey Sheehan, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. Or buzz into our Twitter account or Facebook page by searching AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitch!